Hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm finally doing this. I started to do one of these back in December, and you know what? It just kind of sat in my file section, but I am happy to say I have had enough. I've had enough. I finally am starting my podcast. So welcome. My name is Stephanie Brock, or some can call me hashtag secondhand. I might as well be Second Chance Steph. I just wanted to share with you guys a few little tidbits, a few little nuggets, and kind of get the ball rolling on this. How many of you guys have a list of things that you, want to accomplish, or things that you've been wanting to do, and you just keep putting them off? I don't know about you, but I got quite the list, okay? And a podcast is definitely one of them. So I'm happy to say I have started where I'm going to go with this, how many times a week I'm going to do this, or even if I'm going to do it once a week or twice a week or once a month. I have no idea. I just wanted to kind of get the ball rolling because, you know, guys, time is not going to stop for anybody, and this is kind of what I want to preach on. Everyone's kind of dibbling and dabbling in Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. There's like a couple of other apps that I've never even heard of. Not WhatsApp, but Meet Up, or I cannot keep up, and so I just want to I want to get familiar with the ones that I actually use so I can say, you know what, I did that. Twitter, that one, I mean, that one's thrown me for a whole nother loop. I can't figure out how to work that Twitter. I officially feel like my parents, where they're like, I can't figure out that Facebook, and I don't know where that accent came from, but hey, whatever works, right? So my whole goal in this, and finally doing this, is just to share with you guys, honestly, that we are not getting any younger. Literally, none of us are getting younger, okay? The whole reason I have my nickname of Second Chance Steph is because I literally got that second chance. If any of you are not familiar with my story, you know what? Maybe I'll do a podcast on that. But I was in the hospital for about a month and a half. Got my last rites. I was baptized. I was in a coma for a week and a half. Things weren't looking good. Obviously, here I am. I made it, but that was what it took for me to finally, just change the whole trajectory of my life. I've been doing so many different things that I never in a million years thought that I would do. And it took me hitting, I mean, that was the rock bottom of rock bottoms, okay? I definitely needed that for me to kind of finally wake up, you know, and literally see the light. But it was an eye-opener. And it made me realize that I do not want to live my life just going to work and coming home and bartending. And especially after what had happened to me, I definitely did not want to be a bartender for the rest of my life. And if any of you are bartending and you're older now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just for what it did to me, I couldn't bring myself to do it, for long periods of time. And not to mention, I mean, have you ever tried bartending sober? That is not the business, okay? That is not the business. People were driving me crazy because they asked for ketchup. I mean, it was not for me anymore. So it finally woke me up, and I really, I started trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do with my life, and I had absolutely no idea. I've dibbled and I dabbled in network marketing. Well, I guess you could call it affiliate marketing and a few little things online, but I never really took it serious. And then I found a live where, you know, a girl was screaming at me and she was yelling at me and telling me all the things, you know, about her energy and having mental clarity and basically all the things that I was lacking, especially coming home from the hospital, my brain was not functioning the way that it should have been, really. I mean, they actually say it takes up to 2 years for your brain to kind of go back to normal after being induced into a coma. So I was foggy, hazy, all the things. So she was just speaking my language. She was speaking my language. So I purchased a trial from her. And, you know, after I had tried it, 2 days later, I signed up and I haven't looked back. You know, it's been about, what is it, in April or the end of March, I want to say. It's been a year now that I've been with this company, you know, a year and a few months, and it has changed everything for me. It has changed everything for me. It's just opened up so many different pathways, doors, things like this that I've been wanting to do. A really big one that I want to check off next is YouTube. I think YouTube is a very, very, it can be a very, very lucrative, if I could talk, okay? I mean, this is one thing I gotta work on. If we're gonna be doing a podcast, okay, we gotta be speaking the English language. it's very lucrative, I think, in terms of if you have that personality and if you have that kind of video, kind of character, I guess you want to call it. I don't really know. Charismatic. There we go. We could say that word. I think it's something that I really want to work on, but you know me, I just want to, everything needs to be perfect, and I need the fancy camera, and I need the do-do-do-do, and I've come to terms, like right now, literally, I am recording this on my iPhone. I'm recording this on my iPhone. How the heck I'm even going to get this off the voice memos clip to an actual podcast? Good question, but you know what? I just had enough. Enough of putting this aside, enough of saying, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, or I need the fancy microphone, and I need the little headset, and I need the thing. You guys can probably hear all the background noise. My air conditioner sounds like a jet plane is going to take off from the top of the roof. I mean, you could probably hear everything, but I, you know, at this point, I really don't care. I just wanted to get this out there and get it done. I have to practice what I preach, and I tell you guys all the time, stop waiting for the perfect moment, because there's never going to be one. There will never be a perfect moment to start, okay? And when I look at all the times that I could have done this earlier, like back in December 16th, 2018, I'm looking at it right now. I recorded 3 minutes of what I thought was going to be the beginning of my podcast, and I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it, and I didn't do it. And now here I am regretting the fact that I could have been so much further in this. And people do that all of the time. So I am officially here to say today's the day. We're going to stop all this nonsense. I have quite a few things on this list that I'm going to do. I just wanted to kind of share with you guys the power, and if you have the passion for the things that you want to do, you will start today, okay? Start right now. Be in the moment. Stop looking back and regretting the things that you wish you would have done, or you're looking at people that have been doing this. They're already in their, you know, maybe chapter 15, and here you are, chapter 1, day 1, going, dang it, I should have did that earlier, right? I mean, I can, there's probably a handful of things that I look back on and I go, dang it. Why didn't I do that? And let me tell you, working out is one of them. Working out is one of them. But I am on that train. I have made it a habit now. I'm very, very happy for that. Because I definitely, I'm probably in winter time is when I'm going to have the body that I want to achieve. I know I'm doing this a little ass backwards, but hey, that's okay. I'm totally okay with it as long as I just keep being consistent with it, you know, and start. There's no reason not to start now. And sometimes it does take people like myself, you know, maybe hitting rock bottom to kind of finally wake up and go, you know what? There's more to life than just going to work and coming home and, you know, doing a job I hate, or, you know, not doing things that I'm, wanting to do things that you're passionate about. You know, you only have one life to live. So I think it's very, very important that we do those things. So if you want to start a podcast, well then, gosh darn it, you start one. If you want to do YouTube, then you do it. If you want to join that business, you join that business. Stop being so afraid of what the outcome is. For all I know, no one's even going to listen to this. Do I care? No, this is almost therapeutic. I like this. I actually just got out of the shower. I'm sitting here in a turby towel, in my pajamas. And I don't have to do nothing. No one has to look at me. This is great. I'm definitely going to do more of these. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to share with you guys a little bit about my plans, what I think is going to be a beautiful, beautiful podcast future. I intend on having some good content. I'm fingers crossed. I'm hoping. I got lots of different things in mind that I want to talk about. From everything from mindset to motivation to stories to, you know, maybe my past to relationships to everyday things. I think it's just kind of fun to listen to other people's perspectives and hear stuff, that other people are doing. Maybe it might spark a little something in you to get started for yourself. So, alrighty, that's it. We got a good 10 minutes out of this. I love you all. I hope you enjoy, and until next time.